Chapter 2. Venom of the Beaked Sea Snake. I am obviously entirely aware that it sounds 100% nuts to be in love with someone I've never met, who isn't even real. But since I can't remember a time when I haven't dreamed about Max, it can be hard to tell the difference. The locations change, and so do the stories, but Max is the constant, greeting me each dream with his mischievous grin and big heart. He is my soulmate. I know it can't last forever, though, so just to be safe, I write it all down in my notebook. Sophie once called it my dream journal, which sounds like something you'd find next to the incense section of a gift shop. It goes with me everywhere, and right now it's riding in my I Heart New York tote bag, in the wicker basket of a rusty old Schwinn I found in the garden behind Nan's house. I named the bike Frank, short for Frankenstein, since I essentially brought him back from the dead. Currently, Frank is standing between the two stone pillars marking off Bennett Academy from the rest of the world, pillars that seem to say, "Oh no, you don't, not in here." What they actually say, carved across their granite facade, is, "He who finds solace within these walls finds solace within himself." I am skeptical of this statement. I survey the student parking lot, chock full of sparkling Volvos and Audi SUVs, and then glance down at Frank. The only reason I am even standing here is due to a reciprocity program Harvard has with Bennett for the children of its professors. The handbook claims it's because Marie Bennett, who started the school on her back porch in the 1800s, was the daughter of a Harvard president, and therefore a relationship based on mutual respect has existed ever since. Whatever that means, I'd said when my father read me the description out loud over dinner last night. It means having the child of the chair of the neuroscience department as a student makes Bennett look good, my dad explained. And in return, you get a top-notch high school education for free. Are you sure? I said, tilting my head to the side and twirling some angel hair pasta on my fork. Because I'm pretty sure I got the scholarship for my athletic prowess. Ah, yes, my dad nodded, playing along. It's probably that trophy you won in the fourth grade.